Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere MQ version 7 published subscribe troubleshooting tools and techniques. Today's presenter is Paul O'Donnell. Paul is a senior software engineer in application and integration middleware, WebSphere MQ series distributed support level 2. Paul has been working with WebSphere MQ since 1998 and has been working with the Level 2 support team since August 2007. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paul.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to the WSDE. I have one disclaimer. Although this is listed as at the beginner level, it's assumed you know something about PubSub on MQ version 7. This WSDE will provide knowledge on troubleshooting PubSub, but it's not meant to be a training tool for learning PubSub. Slide 2, please. Today's agenda, we're going to do an overview of some of the changes in version 7 which affect troubleshooting, some of the more common things to check. We're going to touch a little bit on the internal dump command. We're going to talk about traces and some of the ways to read them. A few miscellaneous items that you'll find useful, and then we'll finish off by going over the samples on how to use those in troubleshooting. Slide 3. The main new thing in PubSub version 7 is the match space. The match space provides the structures and the functions which tie subscriptions and publications together. It uses a hierarchical tree structure with administrative and non-administrative nodes. Administrative nodes have topic objects associated with them. So when you use RunMQSC and you create a topic object, you also create a node in the match space that corresponds to that. And it is through that topic object that you can administer that node and all the ones beneath it in the tree structure. Topic objects and subscription objects can be created by hand using RunMQSC, or they can be created by the MQI during a publish or subscribe operation. So your application can actually create these entries in the match space. You can create topics that weren't there before from your application. Subscribing applications can subscribe to topics or topic strings, where in previous versions of MQ you only subscribe to the topic string. And the same is true with publishing applications. They can publish to either topics or topic strings. We mentioned here the queued publish-subscribe interface, and that's there to make it possible for an MQ version 6 PubSub application to work with a version 7 queue manager. Slide 4. The first thing that we want to check when a problem occurs is the match space up? And you can do that easily from RunMQSC using the display queue manager PS mode command. And there's only three possible responses, enabled, disabled, or compat. If it's enabled, both version 7 or PubSub will be working, as well as the queue PubSub interface, so the earlier versions. Disabled, neither will be up, and compat is just for version 7. To change that, all you have to do is use the alter queue manager PS mode command. Slide 5. Okay, in the previous slide, we determined whether or not the match space is up. Now we want to know if the contents of the match space are correct. We'll do this by looking at topic objects, and those are used to administer or modify nodes in the match space. We'll look at subscription objects, and we'll check the current status of both topics and subscriptions. We'll also dump the contents of the match space to disk and examine the file. Slide 6. Okay, a note from the previous slide is that topic strings can be 10K in size. That's 10,240 bytes. And making sure that all the characters are correct might be a challenge, but that's one of the things you need to keep an eye on. Okay, on slide 6, we're looking at a display of a subscription. Well, notice the four items, the four attributes that I have circled: topic object, topic string, desk, and desk queue manager. Topic object is the name of the topic object that the subscription would be subscribed to. But at this time, it's blank because the subscription, in this case, is to the topic string, film.theater.news. Desk is the name of the queue where the messages for this subscription are stored. Desk queue manager is the name of the queue manager where desk is located. Now, these names, desk and desk queue manager, will be resolved using the regular name resolution process in MQ. In this particular case, desk queue manager is blank, so desk is going to be on the same queue manager as the subscription. Slide 7. Okay, on this display, we see that there's three active subscriptions. We've done a display SB status command. And there are two of them that are administrative. One of them is the one that I've created by hand, which is pjo_sub_film.theater.news. And that's the only one that we care about right now. Slide 8, please. And here we're taking a look at the actual status of this particular subscription instead of all of the subscriptions that are currently active. And we see the first attribute is sub-ID. This is similar to a correlation ID on a message. The two items or three items that I have circled, durable is whether or not this is a durable subscription. If it is durable, then it will survive the restart of the queue manager. And if the client disconnects, it will still be there. The subtype is admin. It was created by hand. And the number of messages is zero, which means that no messages have been received for the subscription at this point. Also, it's good to note the last time, if you look at our resm time on the left-hand side, the last time an MQ sub call was made to the subscription is listed there. That might be useful to you. Slide 9, please. Now we're looking at the attributes of a topic. Notice that two of the items circled are pub and sub, and the values there say as parent. In the match space where you have these administrative nodes, these are nodes which correspond to topic objects, you can assign values. And if a node beneath those in the hierarchy has an attribute that says as parent, it inherits whatever the next highest up administrative node has. So one of the things you want to check is, am I inheriting a proper value for this particular topic? If that's set to as parent, then it's getting whatever the value is from above. Slide 10. All right, so this is the display topic status. This will give us the, this is doing like a channel status, but just for a topic. Notice that this topic can be published to and subscribed to. Both of them are enabled. There's one subscription to this particular topic. You can see where it says sub count is one. We can track down that subscription using the dump command. In the past, this command has not been used a lot. And the command I'm referring to is amqldmpa. It's an internal command. It's not documented, it's not supported, and it's not guaranteed to be available in future releases. But occasionally support will ask you to use it, and so that's one of the reasons why we'll touch on it today, so you can know a little bit about it and the kind of information it produces. And it only runs on distributed systems. Slide 11, please. Okay, the dump command has one new attribute to it, or on the command line, and that's dash C. So you put in dash C space T and run the command. You don't need any of the other options, and it will dump out whatever is in the match space at the time. It's just a snapshot. It'll create a file in the working directory for your queue manager. The file names begin with topic dump, and there's a couple of examples. So if you were to run it three or four times, you would get three or four files in that directory, all beginning with topic dump and having a unique number after them. The output in each of them will be the same, except it'll be just updated to whatever the current state is. Okay, slide 12. All right, in the match space in this hierarchy of nodes, at the very top is the root node. It's listed as null here. The identification numbers that are listed below it, you know, one for self, one for next, and previous. There's nothing for next or previous. There's no children. I mean, there's no siblings for this one. It's at the top. There are only child nodes off of it. Slide 13. Okay, the root node has two child nodes off of it. One of them is film.theater.news, and the other is a system-oriented one. Looking at film.theater.news, we see that there's an ID number there where it says HSelf266, and then goes on. We can use that number to trace this topic through the dump file and help us find related information. Slide 14. Okay, here we find the number again. We find later down in the file a topic node called film.theater.news, and it has links to subscribers, and it has one subscriber, and there we have the identification number circled for that particular subscriber. As we search further down, we'll find a great deal of information related to the subscriber. Much of the information here you can find through using runmqsc commands, but not all of it. You may be asked, like I said, to run this command by support. And it's a text file, so you can just go through and look through it at your leisure. And you'll find information in there relating to the destination queue manager, and some other useful information. Slide 15. Traces. Basically, you want to do what you've always done with MQ traces. In version 7, it's possible to run a trace on a single process. So you might do that at some point for your subscriber or your publishing application. And that will only produce one trace file. However, if you run the trace command as it's shown here on the slide, you will get those files. Plus, you'll get anything else that might possibly be of interest or need by support. So the recommendation is to use the trace command, as you always have. Next slide, please. For those who want to actually look in a trace file, what you want to do, now the first thing is to make sure that varmqmtrace is an empty directory. If it's not, you can get trace files mixed up from different runs of the trace command, and that can be very confusing. So once that's empty, start your trace command, create your error, and then end the trace command. That will create a number of files in varmqmtrace that each end in .trc. These files aren't human readable. So you're going to want to format them with a formatting command, the dspmqtrc *. If you're in the varmqmtrace directory, when you run that, it will create a file with the same name as the .trc file. For each one in there, it'll change the extension to .fmt. And those are the files that you're going to want to look at, and those are the files that we like to see in support. Slide 17. Okay, in this particular case, what I did was I used the two sample programs that come with MQ, AMQ SSub and AMQ SPub, to do some testing. And I used AMQ SPub and sent 4 messages, and then with trace running. So I'm in the varmqmtrace directory. I use my Unix grep command, and I'm looking for the file where the subscription begins. And the verb that I'm looking for is mqsub. Now, in all trace files, when there is an MQ verb, where it begins, it's followed by 2 greater than symbols. Everything between that and another line that has that verb name and 2 less than symbols occurs during the time of the execution of that call. So what I've done here is I find the file that has the MQ sub verb in it. Then I would go in using VI or View or some other tool. I find where that begins and then read everything until I get to the MQ sub and the 2 less than signs. Now, most of the match space routines that you'll find in between there are going to begin with KQI topic. Slide 18. Now here I've got another grep, and I want to point out the results first. The columns, I set it up using dash N, so that'll give me a line number. So my first column is the line number, the second one is a timestamp, the third one is the process ID dot thread ID. And that might be of use to you as well. And the last column shows the actual MQI verbs that were used. So here, what I did was connect the queue manager on line 76, and then I subscribed on line 1,088, and then I did a series of gets, MQ gets. Notice that there's about 150 to 200 lines in between each of these calls. Now, another thing that you can do is you can do a grep among all these trace files for the process ID dot thread ID. And you can find out where this thread is operating in other files to track everything that it's doing. Or you can just send the file to IBM. Slide 19. This shows what my publisher is doing. Again, the columns are the line number, the timestamp, the process ID and the thread ID, and finally the call. Okay, so here I connect to the queue manager. I do an open on the publication around the topic. I do four puts, a close, and a disconnect. The way this particular command works, the AMQ SPUB is you, once you've finished putting in lines that you want sent to these, or that you want published, then you can just do a Control-D or Control-C and end the command, which is what I did here. Slide 20, please. Okay, traces. These are just some links you can follow into the manuals. It'll tell you how to do a trace. And there's several different trace commands that you can use for different types of situations. And then the final link is on how to submit files to IBM. Slide 21, please. All right, some of the miscellaneous items. Basically, don't include a pound or hash symbol in your topic strings. All right, these are wildcards. Don't include any slashes in your topic strings either. Also, when you're using the display sub command, that's display subscription. So if you want to see all the subscriptions, make sure that you set the attribute subtype to all, because there's three different types, API, admin, and proxy, and you won't see all of them unless you put all in there. The display topic status command includes these by default. So you would have a mismatch in the count unless you include all in subtype. Slide 22, please. Topic nodes in the match space are created in a few ways, and you're likely to see things using the dump command that won't show up when you use the display topic command. After restarting the queue manager, the results will be similar. Be closer together. Slide 23. All right, all retained publications are going to be in the queue system.retain.pub.queue. If you want to browse that queue to see what's in there, you can use the sample that comes with MQ called AMQSBCG. And if you use the number one on the as an option, when it browses through, it will also show you the topic string associated with each message. Slide 24, please. The DMP MQAUT command has been updated for topic objects, but not topic strings. Check that out in the manual. Keep in mind that spaces are valid characters in topic strings, and leading and trailing spaces can be easily missed. So watch out for that while you're troubleshooting. Slide 25, please. Okay, this is a slide that I'm going to want you to read on your own afterwards. At the high level, I'll point out that the use of streams is deprecated in MQ version 7. Do not mix retained and non-retained publications. This can lead to confusion. and let only one application publish retained publications per topic. Slide 26. Okay, the samples. AMQSPub and AMQSSub work off of managed queues. They're managed subscriptions. So the queues that are used are provided by the queue manager. They're temporary dynamic queues. If you have a specific queue assigned for your subscription, then you will need to test with AMQSSBX instead of AMQSSub. It has several options that you can use for testing, and it's a really good idea to take a look at them. Slide 27. For each of the samples that come with MQ, if you go and look at the source code, you'll find the actual command line options. And there's more of them than you might think. Another one to take a look at when you get time is AMQSput, in addition to the ones on here. You'll notice that the first line within the commented line says AMQSPubA. Just ignore that, AMQSPubA. It's AMQSPub. The open and close options that it refers to, these are the same ones you would use with any other MQI verbs that are listed in the manual. Slide 28. Okay, there's a lot of different samples. I've only talked about three of them. On AIX and user MQM SAM Pub Sub, there's several more. They include soccer matches, one start checking RFH1, RFH2, and so forth. You can use samples in place of your applications if you want to test the match space and MQ in general. The samples are very valuable. They're easy to use and easy to work with Trace, and I highly recommend them. Slide 29. So, in summary, go to the manual, spend some time there, and read up on topic and subscription objects. Look at the different attributes. There's some parts that are called requested attributes. Check those links out as well. Use Trace the way you always have, and debug with samples. Slide 30, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. I personally have gained a lot from going to DeveloperWorks. The events link on the support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users to the up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Paul, for a great presentation. At this point, Marjorie, we would like to open the line for questions.
And it appears we have no questions. I'll turn the call back to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Marjorie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.